Motivation. What is motivation? Hello everybody and welcome to episode 1 of Never Forgotten. I was thinking today, what motivates someone to kill? I mean, lots of things can drive one person to do something. But what actually gets a person so wound up enough to go on a killing spree? To do school shooting? Or to even hold people hostage for 40 days? It's a complicated one, really. Because at the end of the day, did they really mean to do it? Take Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, for example. They went on a school shooting and only killed 13 people. And I say only, because as we all know, Parkland, they got 17. So it was only 13 people they killed. But at the end of it, they committed suicide in the library. Why? I know why. Because they felt guilty, upset for what they had done, and thought if they die, then so will I. And then the guns go to their head. But David Koresh, for example, held Waco, as you may know him. He held lots and lots of people, about 100 people, hostage for 40 days. Why? What motivated him to do that? And honest to God, I don't know the answer to that. But personally, I think it has something to do with he needed someone. Nothing excuses any of the things any of these people did. But what you've got to ask is what's happened in their life so bad to motivate them? Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris's was bullying. Jeffrey Dahmer, he just wanted some love. I could name thousands more. But why would I waste your time by telling you what motivated them and why they did it? Because at the end of the day, it does no excuse. 9/11, ISIS, in fact. I don't know. They want people to be like one. If you think of an autistic kid, needs things to be a certain way. Say their movies are organized alphabetically, their cards are organized by numbers, it needs to be like that. And if you think of IS, they kind of like them because they want the world to be run one way. They're not happy with how it is. So that's their motivation. That's what motivates them to do it. They want this world to be as one. So, a bit like Hitler, really. Blonde people, blue eyes, skinny. But then that's when racism comes in as well. So motivation is something that angers you or persuades you. Like, my motivation in the mornings when I wake up is, if I wake up today, I can put in my headphones and I can do some really crazy dance. That's the motivation we think of. But the motivation I'm talking about is the motivation of when someone gets so angry, they kill. In school, for some of you may know, in school, someone motivates you because they keep at you, and they're motivating you to get annoyed. And it works. You're motivated and then you get angry. But nothing drives you to the extent to kill. But for some reason, these people did. These people decided to kill. And why? We really don't know why. At the end of the day, we can't really say what was going through their head at that time. But we know what's going through our head. We do, but we don't know what goes through other people's heads. Thank you guys, that was episode 1 of Never Forgotten. Join me next tomorrow for the next episode.